Time to get an update on business news with the editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, Jack Robinson. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
So this week, the Sacramento City Council approved McKinley Village. That's that controversial housing development plan between the McKinley Park neighborhood and Business 80. But it's still kind of fuzzy on who's going to pay for a tunnel at Alhambra Boulevard to help relieve the additional traffic.
This passed 6-3. There were some conditions that the council imposed, and that made some of the residents happy. But in reality, this was really kind of a pure win for the developer. This is Phil Angelides, the former state treasurer, who wants to build 336 homes wedged between a rail line and a freeway. Many neighbors, we've talked about this before, say they're worried about traffic, and they wanted a third access route, a tunnel, under the rail line at Alhambra. So the developer says the expense would kill the project, but Councilman Steve Hansen added a condition that makes it a priority for the city to look into funding for that tunnel. But the developer is not obligated to pick up any of the cost, as many residents had wanted.
What's next? Is this the end of the road for opponents of McKinley Village?
I'd be shocked, frankly, if there isn't some kind of lawsuit over the environmental report. Many of the neighbors stressed that they were worried about the health of people who would be moving into these homes since they are near a freeway and a railroad line. And you know, local air quality officials support the project because many people point out that it's hard to find a lot of locations that aren't near either a freeway or a rail line in Sacramento. But still, this could make for a lengthy and expensive lawsuit, so we'll see.
Anyone who's driven down 16th Street recently in Midtown Sacramento has noticed a lot of construction activity. How many mixed-use projects are there now?
We count four of them, just between Capitol and Q, not counting others in other parts of downtown and Midtown. So there's 16 Powerhouse at P Street, which is about half done. There's Legado de Ravel, which is a CADA project at O Street, which is already leasing. That's the one with the big gecko on the wall. There's a pair of projects at N Street now. This is kind of interesting. One is called The Warren. It's another mix of retail and apartments, and workers are demolishing an older apartment building there to make room for it.
The Warren. How'd they come up with that name?
It seems unfortunate to me. It sounds like something you put rabbits in, but whatever. It's actually named for the former governor and Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren, as was the apartment complex that's being torn down. Across the street is something even more interesting. This is where the former Thomas and Jefferson Elementary School building is. It's been empty for quite a while, and there's a vacant lot next door. And these are subject of a competition between two developers. The school district will be picking between a proposal that would include a health and cultural center and another sort of purely commercial mixed-use project. The plan either way is to reuse that cool old school building, which is good news. It would be a shame to see it torn down.
Another project that's been in the work for a long time is the California Family Fitness Center on K Street downtown. When is that going to open?
Well, as a matter of fact, after many delays, it was supposed to open last summer, but now they say it's a firm plan to open it this morning. This is interesting for a couple of reasons. First, it's across from the Crest Theater, right next to the dive bar, and so it could play a big role in the revival of downtown. We've talked a lot about K Street. But what caught my attention was that the gym plans to serve alcohol.
So I guess the idea is you'd have a beer or a glass of Petit Sirah after you work out, right?
Right. Yeah. Probably not a good idea to put your martini in the cup holder on the treadmill. But it turns out this is actually not a new idea. It was news to me. But Sonia Soric, our retail reporter, says this is a growing trend nationally. Fitness centers are doing more things that create a sense of community. And this is one of them. Wine and beer, you know, would be offered only at certain times and at certain places. At this CalFit, the plan is to offer drinks, for example, on the rooftop lounge, where the fire pit is, of course. Every gym has a fire pit.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.